As the school year comes to an end, students across the state have been taking end of grade and end of course testing. Many are now waiting on the results. For third graders, it was the first time taking the exams. They had to sit at a desk for 3 or 4 hours without talking or looking around and answer more than 50 multiple choice questions. WUNC's education reporter Lisa Phillip followed a group of Alamance County third graders as they prepared for and took the tests. Students know them as EOGs.
Kind of testing, break.
Lots of testing.
Every day I'm like, but at least today I get popcorn.
Eleanor, Lucero, and Dylan have been preparing for the EOGs for the past 3 weeks. That's meant lots of reviewing and practice tests. They're third graders in Miss Fouts' class at Smith Elementary School in Burlington.
The EOG, I feel like kind of scared because it's like such a long test. And
Lucero looks somber as she talks about next week's exams.
We can't even make one sound. If we make a sound or if we put our head up, like try to look to the next person's mouth, she's going to think that we're cheating, so then we have to take the test all over again.
The EOGs measure how much reading and math third graders have learned during the year. Those students who haven't yet shown reading proficiency have to pass to move up to the fourth grade. And taken as a whole, the scores influence a school's grade on the state's A through F rating system. Third grade teacher Miss Fouts doesn't like for her students to know all this.
Because it'll probably stress them out even more. Because they will be very nervous the day they come in. It's sad, yeah.
It's not unheard of for teachers to tell students the stakes involved in the EOGs. But for the most part, the staff at Smith Elementary focuses on students doing their best.
I just try to reiterate to them, like, you don't show up to your game without practicing. So you come prepared to the game. So that's why we're doing all this now. We're preparing. So that way when you walk in on the day of the test, you will feel confident and you won't have to worry about things.
The week before the EOGs, the school holds a pep rally to get kids amped instead of nervous for their exams. The teachers play each other in softball. And the second graders sing an EOG-themed version of the Nay Nay.
You know, I've heard mixed things, especially recently, about giving pep rallies and stuff for the EOG and how it's discouraging to students that don't end up passing.
That's Ms. Fouts again.
However, the state is asking students to take these really long tests, and I think you need to help support them in that and encourage them in that.
Despite these efforts, Eleanor was pretty anxious the first morning of the exams.
I felt full of emotions because, like, I was nervous. I was excited. And I was very full because I ate biscuit milk for breakfast.
Why were you excited for
that? Yeah. Because I wanted to get the test over with. Only reason to be excited for it.
You know, after 25 years, the omega-3 stops providing...
The day after the EOGs, Ms. Fouts' class watches a news segment about an American rubber plantation in Liberia and discusses the concept of interdependence.
When you had less rubber, what happened to the cost?
It went up.
The social studies lesson comes as a welcome break for Eleanor.
Ever since, like, 2 months ago, we've been math reading. So, yeah.
Lucero is usually reserved, but today she smiles a lot and talks in long sentences.
The lesson that we're doing this morning was really, really exciting because we're learning about rubber trees.
With the EOGs behind her, Lucero looks and sounds almost like a new kid. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.